Have you ever felt like motherhood is just one giant emotional whiplash? One minute you're laughing because your toddler is singing a song that they just wrote at the top of their lungs, and the next you're crying in the laundry room because you can't remember the last time you saw your friends in real life. Today, we're talking about the mental and emotional ricochet of mom life and how to ride the waves without completely losing your mind. Welcome to Mom's Guide to Finding Herself, where we share stories of side hustles and surviving while parenting young children. I'm your host, Chrissy Bold. Let's make motherhood less lonely and help you find joy in being you again. So a few weeks ago, I had a day. You know the kind. It was a perfect example of this mom life whiplash that I'm going to talk about today that I actually laughed out loud. It started with a sweet moment. Both of my kids were sitting together on the couch. Their heads were leaning into each other. They were flipping through a book together. I took a picture and thought, wow, you know what? Maybe we're turning a corner here. And then 15 minutes later, one of them was sobbing because the other breathed too loudly and someone's sock was feeling weird and I'm stepping on a half-chewed granola bar barefoot. And then it was lunchtime. And I felt like an actual rock star. I put together an Instagram-worthy plate and they actually ate the whole thing. There were no bribes. There was no drama. I had this tiny rush of pride. Like, you know what? Maybe I'm doing okay at this. But 2 hours later, I'm crouched in my room, quietly crying while folding toddler pants because I realized I haven't had a real conversation with anyone over the age of 4 in days. That's the rhythm no one tells you about. The constant swinging between joy and depletion. Between love that is so big that it makes you ache and the loneliness that feels like it might swallow you. That's the whiplash we're talking about today. And if you're stuck in that back and forth, you're not alone. You're not broken. You're a mom. And today we're going to talk about how to ride those waves without completely losing who you are in the process. So let's talk about why this emotional whiplash happens. Motherhood demands constant context switching. You're managing logistics, emotions, and relationships, all while trying to stay a functional adult. It's not just the kids who are changing moods every 5 minutes. It's you trying to regulate your own emotions while navigating theirs. There's also the weight of the invisible labor, keeping track of the growth charts, the nap schedules, the snack rotations, and what items are currently considered acceptable footwear. Your brain is juggling 1,000 things that don't always get acknowledged. Even when nothing goes wrong, just the act of being the central command center for your entire household is emotionally draining. That internal juggling can leave you with whiplash, even when the outside world sees calm. There are also the external transitions, school drop-offs, doctor's appointments, playdates, the million micro conversations, the cleaning and coordinating. You are constantly shifting your tone, your pace, and your expectations. Your nervous system doesn't get to rest. And over time, that buildup of adrenaline and cortisol just wrecks your ability to feel centered. And then there's the identity shift that makes it even harder. Part of what makes the emotional swing so destabilizing is that we're doing it while feeling disconnected from who we are. We're not just shifting between tasks, we're shifting between identities. Some days, I feel like I'm playing 27 different roles, and not a single one of them is just Chrissy. This matters because when your identity feels fractured or invisible, the highs don't feel quite real, and the lows feel unbearable. You don't have a solid emotional anchor, and we're expected to perform all of these roles seamlessly. We're a cheerful playmate. We are a calm disciplinarian. We're a loving partner, a capable human being, with very little space to simply be. Even joyful moments can feel confusing. Like you're happy, but you're also exhausted. Or you're grateful, but you are quietly resentful. And then you feel guilty for that resentment, which adds another layer to the emotional roller coaster. It's all tangled together. This is where matrescence comes in, that huge, sweeping identity shift that mirrors adolescence. You are literally relearning who you are, and that process is not linear or simple. It's layered. It's clumsy. It's disorienting. And you're doing it without a roadmap while someone is tugging on your pant leg asking for more applesauce. But let's take a quick pause here before we dive into tools that you can actually use in those hard moments. I want to tell you about someone that I trust. If you are an ambitious, high-achieving, overthinking mom who works hard to do everything right but feels stretched thin and stuck in your head, you need to meet my friend Alexis from Confidently Therapy. She helps moms feel more at ease, to trust their choices without second-guessing, and to create space to enjoy life again without letting things fall apart. Her approach is faster than traditional therapy and built specifically for moms who don't have hours to spare. You can find Alexis on Instagram at confidently.therapy. And if you're listening right now, send her a DM with the word podcast to book a free 30-minute strategy call. She'll help you map out a simple plan to let go without losing yourself. So now let's talk about the tools that you can use for managing your whiplash. You could start by anchoring your day. You don't need a rigid schedule, but you do need consistent touch points. Whether it's your morning coffee ritual, or a song that you always play during cleanup, or 5 minutes of journaling at night, build in repeatable moments that remind your nervous system that you are safe and grounded. These small rhythms function like bookmarks in your day. They signal to your brain, this is a reset point. You don't have to start over. You just have to pause. And then you can use the power of naming. Out loud, say what's happening. I'm feeling really touched out. I'm overwhelmed. It helps your brain process the emotion instead of getting swept away by it. Plus, it models emotional awareness for your kids. You can even get playful with it. My kids now know what it means when I say, "Mommy needs a break." That means I'm walking away for 2 minutes to breathe and probably eat a piece of chocolate in the bathroom. Drop the all or nothing thinking. You don't need to be joyful or miserable. You can be both. You can want space and still love being needed. The whiplash doesn't mean something is wrong. It means you're deeply in it. We are conditioned to label things as good or bad, but in motherhood, almost nothing is that clear cut. You can adore your kids and still miss the version of yourself who wasn't so needed all the time. It doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you honest. There are three R's that I want you to have in your brain. Recognize, regulate, reconnect. The first one, recognize, is there to recognize what you're feeling. Name it. No judgment. Regulate. Do something to calm your nervous system. This could be as simple as placing your hand on your heart and taking a breath. Drinking a full glass of water. Listening to one song you love. Reconnect. Ask, what do I need right now? And what's the smallest version of that that I can give myself? Maybe it's texting a friend. Maybe it's asking your partner for 15 minutes alone. Maybe it's just acknowledging that you're running on empty. Validate yourself. The goal isn't to fix everything. It's to give yourself one step back towards your center. And if none of that feels possible in the moment, that's okay too. Awareness alone is progress. You're not behind. You are building capacity slowly and on your own terms. If this episode hit home, share it with a mom friend who needs to know that she's not alone. Follow the show, leave a rating or review, and come find me on Instagram at Mom Identity Project. I love hearing from all of you about what you find most helpful. Have you ever got that itch to start something just for you? A creative project, a little side hustle, and then instantly wonder, how the heck would I even have time for that without falling apart? I've been there. In the next episode, we're talking about how to dip your toe into something new without burning out, overcommitting, or turning your fun idea into just another thing on your to-do list. If you've been craving something that is yours, this is for you.